here with Dan Washko of the Linux Link Tech Show. Dan, how you doing?
All right, how are you doing?
Good. Kind of mad. See, not only is he smart, but he's sexy. He helped me with the audio issues today. God knows there's plenty, as usual.
It's infuriating, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, God.
I think it's an audacity issue, and I've had that happen before. I know the feeling, because I remember a couple years ago, same thing, you hit record, and it goes for like a second or two, and just stops, and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, and I've never had that issue before, and it works fine on the desktop, but I swear, no matter what I do with this laptop, it hates me. I don't know. I mean, I know it's kind of the newbie thing to say of, it hates me, but I've had this laptop for 4 years. You know, I know it pretty much inside now, and I'm pretty sure it's demon-possessed.
But you know what? There's something up with all that. I've had this problem before. I can't remember how to fix it. What are you recording in now? CD quality? Just remember, you're recording as an AUG file.
Yeah,
Oh,
yeah. Actually, I'm working more on the AUG feed.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to have both.
How many fingers do I have on?
Two. Three. Two. Still two.
No, I have three. There's one over here.
And Dan, yes, of course, making fun of me because I'm blind as hell.
No, I'm not making fun of you. Paywall. We all love you. We gave you a shirt today.
That's true.
You contribute to the homeless.
Because I'm retarded, and when I was packing to actually come to OLF, I took the shirts out of the bag to put the laptop in and forgot to put the shirts back. Yeah.
So now, I was listening to the last Linux Basement, and you went on a tirade over Google Chrome.
Yeah.
Chrome, and the Chromium browser. You don't like the open source version either. And you don't like it because you think it's too easy to get owned?
Yes.
Do you surf through Tor?
No, actually, I don't.
You're not as anal as 330.
No, there's a difference between anal and insane.
What's he so worried about?
His theory, it goes like this. He has nothing to hide, but he'll be damned if anyone finds that out.
So much for 330. How about Russ Morton, man? How about that guy?
He actually gave me a sticker.
He's a nice guy. He's big.
Yeah, he is.
Him and his dad. You think his dad, he's like always talking about how his dad is, you know, an older guy and everything. You see him coming in. Those are big guys.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to meet either of them. He got the handsome crusher on. Yeah, big guys. Nice guys, too.
Yeah. That's why I actually love coming to places like Ohio Linux Fest and Southeast Linux Fest, because I get to meet people that, you know, I either talk to on IRC or have podcasted with, like you. And I've said it before, but for everyone that doesn't know, the first thing Dan ever said to me was, I'm going to fuck you in the mouth. Which, that's how I knew it was Dan, and it's a great thing to hear as soon as you walk into a restaurant.
Doesn't everybody want to hear that?
And this year he said he was going to turn my mouth into a vagina, give me some lemon so it puckers up nice and tight, and put a little tuna in there to get that smell.
Yeah, this is going to endear everybody. But you're sporting a neck beard this year.
Yeah.
It's like the Amish. Reverse Amish.
It's going to be the new style.
Does it get itchy? It's like pubic hair on your neck.
Actually, don't really get itchy at all. No. I mean, it looks like it would, I know, but...
Yeah. Now, does your dad have the same thing? Like, he just gets...
He actually grows less facial hair than I do. Yeah.
Does he look like he's 13, too?
No.
Now, are you originally from Indiana?
Yeah.
You born and raised, grew up in Indiana?
Yep.
You only get out when they take you, when 330 takes you somewhere?
Pretty much.
How did you meet 330?
Community college.
Wait, is he going to community college now?
Yeah.
So you two met in community college? LGBSA meeting?
No. We actually had a Linux class together about 4 or 5 years ago. Actually, yeah, it was about 4 years ago.
Wait a minute. How long have you guys been going to community college?
I only went for like a year. Couldn't really afford to go back.
All
right. I'm working on that, so. And so, this year was his first year back in about roughly the same time.
How does that work out? Neither of you have a job. And you're going to school. But yet you couldn't afford to go to school last year?
Yeah.
Is that because you missed student loan deadlines and stuff?
Yeah.
Lazy bastards.
Well, you know, if they kept my schedule, I'd be happier.
Now, wait, you're not in class this semester, right?
No.
Because you missed student loan?
Mm-hmm.
And 3:30 sync class is in mathematics?
Yeah.
So you two... You didn't meet at the LGBSA meeting?
No.
But you attended a lot of them, right?
I want to say I attended one.
Why didn't you go back? It's not your kind of people?
No.
You like to keep it, like, just do it yourself?
Yeah.
You stay in the closet. You know what LGBSA means? Lesbian, Gay, and Bisexual Alliance.
I hate you. I'm like, okay, it's an acronym, starts with an L. I'm going to assume Linux, and I'm going to go with it. Thank you, Dan, for turning me into a dick.
No, I didn't do that.
Him and his lumpy ass head.
Man, you're from the talk soon.
Yeah, you do. Why don't you tell everyone what's about?
The Linux boot process. It's just a condensed version of the Hacker Public Radio episodes I did. Just reproportioning that. Yeah, I'm taking that to the. I'm riding that wave as far as I can. I've done this talk for work. I've done this talk in the Hacker Public Radio. The thing is, that's tough about it is I have 55 minutes, and the one I did for work ended up going over 2 hours. And
yeah.
The Hacker Public Radio was a piece where each one was like 30 plus minutes. So I had to make sure I don't dally on this one. It was fun. I like setting it up because I'm using virtual machines. So I enabled the show. 4 different distributions: Ubuntu, which is on the main workstation, which I'm running it from, Fedora 11, Slackware 13. So you get to contrast Red Hat, Debian, and Slackware under different boot processes using startup scripts. And also, I have a Debian virtual machine, which I can go in and I put breakpoints in the boot process, so when it loads like the init RD image, it breaks right at that point, so you can stop it and look around at, like, the initRD image and check out BusyBox in there, and you start it back up again, and it continues up until it hits init, and then it stops. Let's talk about that issue, where it's at that point. So people can see it at the different stages, exactly what it kind of looks like when you hit, like, the initRD, when you hit the init, when you hit the processing the run level scripts.
Huh.
So breaks it down a little bit like that.
Cool.
It's fun.
Don't spoil it too much because I'm actually going to be there, so.
Well, sit up really close so you can see. This is a lot. I mean, I'd say that to anybody that was in there. The only downside is they're, unlike self, they're not recording or videotaping the sessions.
Yeah.
They're just recording.
Now, last year's OLF, you showed your ass. Where does your ass fit into the Linux boot process?
Well, you'll have to stay to the end of the presentation to see where an ass fits into the Linux boot process. But I will say that there is a surprise at the end.
Oh, God. Usually when you say there's a surprise, it usually ends up in something like an Alabama Hot Pocket.
No, it's not that kind of surprise. It's something I always end my presentations at work with, and I'm going to end it in this one here. I love it. It's the greatest thing. My kids love it. So if my kids love it, you know, it's not that bad, but it's fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
See, I keep forgetting actually that you reproduced.
Yes, I did.
And I gotta say, that scares the bejesus out of me.
Should. You don't want to be my kids in a dark alley. Let's kick your ass. Two monsters.
Are they like the little kids from Hostel?
Nah, they're gentle beasts. They're not savages like that. But they are. My wife, damn.
Yeah.
My wife is a tall person, and she comes from a tall family. And my kids are like, it's amazing when I go into like school that my youngest daughter looks like she's in sixth grade because she's so tall. And all the other kids in there, it's weird to look at them. They're so much smaller than her. She could like pick them up and break them in half. The oldest one, when she was in like third grade, was beating up sixth grade. When she wrestled with sixth grade boys outside, and she beat them.
Jeez.
Yeah, she's there. They were also in martial arts for a while too. So we grow them big, we grow them strong, and we teach them how to kill. Then we unleash them on their roads.
Yeah. Well, Dan, it's actually getting close to the time for your talk.
Yeah, I gotta get some water and give you a kiss. And you won't see it coming, but I'll see you in there. So
yeah.
It was good talking to you.
Thanks for the interview, man.
No problem. I'll be on your show one of these days. You just wait. Nice shirt.
Thank you. You gave it to me.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.